welcome to another Chisa Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Uyazi uMzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng.
Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am Joy Mpande. As usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by...
Khumutso Mkhanedi.
That's right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday. So, of course, we start off with some music news. So much has been happening, but... interesting thing that's actually coming up is on the 1st of May, Vusi Nova is hosting his first one-man show.
Like, have you heard? So on the 1st of May, we're hosting a black tie event with Vusi Nova on stage, Kelly Kumalo on stage, Nati Mankai on stage. Are you guys listening to me? Vusi Nova, Kelly Kumalo, Nati Mankai. It's going to be crazy. This is going down at Empress Palace. Those are your headliners. Okay, so make sure you go and grab those tickets as soon as you can. Tickets are available. Ticket Pro, as I'm saying, right now. Okay? I want to see you there. I want to see you in your numbers. See you there.
Like, I know there has been a couple of things that he's been doing, but this is his first one-man show under his own record label. So remember, if you don't know his story, this man has been in the industry for quite some time. He started off in 2009, but he had his first breakthrough in 2013 with his hit single, I'd Rather Go Blind, with the record label Motherland, which is Lance Deer's one, right?
Get to Rough.
Right. Anyway, so last year he opened his own record label and he's been going solo, obviously trying to find a way to navigate this music industry as an independent artist, and this is his first one-man show, so congratulations are in order for him. Now on to some other news. A legendary singer, Ebony, is celebrating 40 years in the music industry. If you don't know who Ebony is, like I was also, I always question who's Ebony. Iyash Lumhlophe's wife, Ebony, is also a singer as well. So the thing about her, I don't know whether to share the story or whatever. Ashley Mthombo used to cry about Ebony back in the day. But anyway, they are literally just Mzanzi's favorite couple to date. Anyway, so she's marking a milestone in the industry. And to celebrate this, she has a one-night concert that's coming up on March 29. The lineup includes Candy, Tsamandebele, Buleng March. Oh, Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Somebody recognized. Shout out. Oh, and Candy Samantevelo, of course. No shade. And then lastly, also in the music news, is Bongani Fassie and Fifi Kuba, who have collaborated on a song. These are both people who went on a very long hiatus in the music industry, and here they are back at it. I hope this song definitely does do well and gives us a little bit of something. let's move on from that. There's been so much that's been happening in the industry right now. Mini Dlamini is in the headlines yet again, but this time it's for good news, okay? So she's celebrating 15 years, actually, in the entertainment industry. And to celebrate that, to mark that milestone, she is hosting, she has produced a new music show on Channel O. It's called Club Bangers, which is coming out on the 4th of April. Shout out to her. Well, actually, we did have a chat. No, wait, come with a comment.
No.
Well, Kumutso's shaking his head for some reason. But we did have a chat with Mini after she just received an award at the 2025 Forbes Africa Women Awards. She received the Excellence in Entertainment Award. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
So this means a lot to me. I mean, this year marks 15 years in the entertainment industry for me. Like I said, I started out as a, you know, girl standing in a queue trying to be a TV presenter, just like every other hopeful that did it that year. So it means a lot to me. It means the hard work that I put in, the dedication to my craft, the commitment to my craft has paid off. And it's recognized. You know, we always my dad always says, Minnie, if you're doing this to get recognized and to get accolade, it's stopped now because they're not going to give you any awards. And he wasn't wrong. And so therefore, I never go for the glory and I never go for the public accolades. But this is really, really sweet and it means the world.
Of course, we did try to speak to Minnie Dlamini about her romance with Brian, but she literally pushed me away. Literally. I did not fall, but I was like, girl, I'm going to call you. Okay, what's the chat about that? And some sad news, there's been a lot of deaths in this industry. It's annoying.
Ebenezer
sadly passed away. He took his own life. I'm trying to understand how sensitive I can be with the story. I'm even lowering my voice, you know, to show that, you know, this is obviously not anything to laugh about. But he unfortunately took his own life on March 7th. That's when he passed away. And a bunch of comedians actually went out to celebrate his life. This was on Wednesday to celebrate his life at 44 Stanley. There was a memorial in his honor, and a lot of people definitely did come out to, you know, to show their support. And a couple of artists also did speak to us regarding just mental health in general, because that's what his death has sparked. It has sparked a conversation surrounding mental health and depression. So let's have a listen to Tishiwa, who spoke to us.
Ebenezer's passing is indeed very tragic, but it also shines a light for us on a great plague that's facing a lot of people in the country, in the world. When I get specific about artists in general, whether it be actors or comedians, what we often see is that we don't have an outlet because we're viewed as performers, and we're seen as objects because of that and not real actual people. So we need to be able to create safe spaces amongst each other in the industry where we can lean in on each other and speak openly about the issues that we have and be of support beyond the work, beyond the craft. The craft itself is very taxing, and it's not enough of an outlet to pour yourself into a character. That itself is a lot to carry. And all these constant characters that you carry with you also have a weight that they carry. With the stresses of the industry as well as freelancers, we don't always have a stable income. And also, just on the basis that depression itself is a mental illness. You don't need exterior circumstances to be. People can ask, oh, but this person's life was going so well. How could they have done such a thing? It's not about external circumstances. It's an illness. And until there's actual conversations being held in the industry about support, where, for example, on a show, there needs to be a certain safe space that producers, for example, can provide for their cast, for their crew members, that are they being supported throughout these grueling hours, not enough time with their family or friends, because you're working 16-hour days. So there just needs to be more support in general. And with comedians, because we expect a laugh, we expect a giggle, we don't see them as people, and that's the sad, tragic thing. For example, Ebenezer spoke out about his depression a lot, but we weren't listening, and we just need to listen.
I think the first thing is to just listen. You know, a lot of people will post videos and snippets after someone's passing and say, oh, the signs were always there, guys. So if the signs are always there, why are we missing them in the moment? So it's about listening and offering support. I think a lot of people feel very awkward around talking about things like depression or anxiety or trauma or PTSD, whatever the case may be. I think people, because they're dealing with their own on some level, are very awkward to talk about it. So I think it's about listening, and it's also about having conversations about it, having candid conversations about it. I think that's the very, very first step. We're all dealing with things. So I think knowing that, for me, should be a wake-up call to actually hold space for one another and just reach out to one another.
That's that on that. Yes, so love and light goes out to the family, as well as Matthews, who was brave enough to even try and resuscitate the life of Ebenezer. He definitely did try his best. And yeah, I think Ebenezer If anything, he has been very vocal about not really wanting to be in this world. When I look back on like most of his interviews, just speaking to him also, he's been one person who said like he does not want anything to do with this life. So I feel kind of relieved. It sounds weird, but let me not even go further because I'm just going to, you know, throw myself in this ditch of a rabbit hole. But yeah, condolences to his family, friends, and everybody else. Another death case that has been happening, or another death that we're sadly also reporting on, is Ukhozi FM's Zulu Dlamma, who also sadly passed away. We spoke to a source who revealed that she was complaining about having a headache. She was sick for quite, like, for 2 weeks, if not. And then she was admitted to hospital and she sadly passed away. So condolences to her family. We've also lost a veteran in this space. I don't like this, actually. I don't know. Reporting on death is so weird, but we just definitely have to do it because we got to tell you what's been going on, right? Tributes have been pouring out for theatre legend Ethel Fugard. Hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. He was a playwright, you know, an industry legend. Like, if you are in a theatre, if you are an artist, an actor, you will definitely know him. He died at the age of 92. He was quite a legend. I think he definitely did, you know, put in... He left a mark in this industry today. Yeah.
It's sad.
Right.
But with regards to the Ukhozi FM one, that's another loss again. You remember Dr. Kehlele said, Abu Msakazi ba Ukhozi basazo shona ngokulandelana.
Why?
You remember it started with, I think, Mavuso, then it was Zanele Mbokazi. Then the third one, Nakitsi came on, but the guy said that statement early last year. Kutibaso shona ngokulandelana. Abunye uzothathwa ikhanda.
Seriously,
you once wrote about it, in fact, last year. So, yeah. I guess.
But why would they die one after
the other? I don't know. That's what Kehlele said.
Is he speaking like death upon people, or is it like a prophecy? Like, what is it?
I think it's a prophecy because Kenaka.
Child. Strange. Okay. So, to all the Ukhozi FM presenters, please, you know, pray. If anything, yeah, because somebody has spoken something that is clearly,
and they were taking it lightly, but
I would take it lightly as well.
But it's a khura aishapa Zanele Mbokazi then baishona ngokulandelana. Prophecy.
No, as Tanda Zeni, because we definitely don't want to report on any deaths. Another very sad one was with Ujay Baza, the PR maven. That's sad. Passed away. The cause of death has not been revealed, so it's quite a sad one. If you've watched Bing Bonang, you would know Jay Baza. He's appeared on a couple of shows, apart from being a PR maven. So condolences to him, to his family as well. Okay, on to some scandalous news after getting that off our backs. Amanda Black has set the record straight. This is after somebody thought they were so smart. Okay, some ex-user went on social media and posted a video of Amanda Black's performance where she was a bit emotional during her performance, which is very common, by the way. Anyway, she decided that, oh, this is Amanda Black crying on stage because, I'm going to use the word alleged, she's thinking about Java allegedly raping her.
Wow.
That is the most low, the biggest low blow of the year. Like, what are you doing? Like, validate, angaz, like, what must happen to you? Anyway, so she set the record straight, saying that Java did not sexually assault me. And that has passed. Of course, this was a whole big thing. It trended for like 2 days or so. And that was because Java does have a history of an alleged, you know, rape case with Lady Zamar. And so for her to set the record straight, it definitely did help, you know, just get that off of, you know, social media. Basically calm the Twitter fingers. Okay. That was the chat. Not dramatic, but congratulations are in order for actress Shonisani Mosuta, who recently sealed a deal with her partner of 3 years, Sibuyela Mawisa. So they recently held a lobola ceremony attended by close friends and family members in Cape Town, and it was just a celebration of two cultures come together. Xhosa, Venda, very interesting combination. But they are together now, and I'm so excited for them. Love is beautiful. Gosh. Love is blind, but love is good. Love is patient. Love is kind. Okay. Yeah. And then actually, you know what? We're not gonna talk about it.
Penuel says virgins they deserve
love. Excuse me, sir, with like 10,000.
But you know,
okay, so we're gonna have to give a backstory since we're talking about it. He got the reaction that he wanted. Okay, let's give it to this last born child. Hopefully he is, because he's giving last born energy. Anyway, podcaster Panuel went on social media to say that lobola should be paid to virgins only. Excuse me.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Sir. I think he just needs to shut up. That's it.
Once.
I don't even know why I read about it. Well, it was not me. It was not you. It was somebody. but yeah, it was trending, so it was something to talk about. But it definitely did, you know, spark a conversation on social media. And what's interesting is, I mean, we just spoke about Shonisani. Shonisani has spoken about ulobola since she just recently got lobolad. And she was speaking about how she took time to understand, you know, what this process really is about. And she mentioned that it's more than just a transaction. And I really appreciate her knowledge regarding lobola. And I think for Panuel, who has been just making babies and not really sealing the deal with nobody, he should learn. Okay. Yeah. Okay. we were speaking about death right now, which is not an amazing thing to talk about. But Ratile, the Mummy Club star, has finally spoken up about the death of her husband, who passed away in early February. She's saying that it's not easy to navigate grief, of course, but she just expressed her gratitude to those that are showing her support during this time. Love and light goes out to her. I've been seeing a lot, actually, about this regarding her husband's death. I wonder how she's coping. There's been alleged, or there has been various allegations from an alleged, you know, suicide, which we shouldn't be saying, but that. There's been alleged cases, the in-laws speaking up, and we're not trying to entertain that. There's so much drama, and right now there's a lot of grieving going on, and we're not trying to get into those details. So love and light goes out to her and her family. Somebody who we're going to speak about is Teboho Thobejane. Hi, sweetie. Welcome back to the headlines. So she's frustrated with her attempted murder case being postponed. Now, in 2023, Teboho Thobejane's car was shot at by unknown attackers as she was driving to Saint Champagne Lounge in Sandton with a friend. Now, the friend has since, well, she's still struggling to walk. It's very, very sad. She was hospitalized for quite some time. Now that she's out of hospital, she's still having to learn how to walk because of that incident. Now, why her car was attacked is still a mystery to us. And Thobejane suspects there's foul play, even with the legal process itself. She went on social media to say, every day we are told to stay silent. We are told not to speak out, not to show our pain. If we are victims, we should hide. In this country, at this moment, we are women who are constantly told to be quiet, as it is our fault that people choose to hurt us. And she goes on to say a lot of things, but after her appearance recently, she is, yeah, she's still upset. So it's postponed for March 31st. So hopefully we'll be out there. In fact, let's put it in the calendar to make sure that we actually do show up for her to actually find out what are the details of this case, because she seems to be very convinced that it's a peculiar case, unlike the ones that are really happening everywhere. Yeah, but what's your take on that?
She says she thinks she knows who's behind.
Who does she suspect?
getting ex-partner.
Her, okay. Like, in Kabi?
Not in Kabi, but of course that person's got money. So, that means imali ning. But then that's what she said in the sideline. So she thinks it's an ex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully she gets to the bottom of that. All the best to her. Somebody who's also set to appear in court is Gogo Maweni on May 5th. Her case was postponed and her bail extended to the May 5th as well. If she does not appear in court on time, child, you're going to be behind bars. But
that's what she did yesterday.
No, she appeared in court.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, she...
She arrived late.
No, she didn't. Okay. I'm just saying, like, the cases, if she doesn't appear on time, then they will revoke her bail and she will be behind bars. Ish. So, obviously, nobody wants to be in jail, so she's going to make sure she's on time. Also, she is expecting twins. I don't know if it's just her or whether I can say this, but her stomach is a bit bulging, so I guess congratulations to her. I don't know if I was sensitive enough saying that, but yeah. Congratulations to her, mommy to be. She has been wanting to have a family for quite some time, so that's the chat. Now, Auntie Bonang had something to say. Vlogger Rehobane, if you remember the case, yeah, Kim. In 2022, lang geleda sana, the vlogger landed himself in trouble with Queen B after she claimed in one of his episodes that Bonang introduced her ex-boyfriend, the late rapper, aka, to cocaine. Now, why would you go and run your mouth like that? We don't know. But he decided to do that because he thought he was being smart and wanted to be popular. But of course, Bonang slammed him with a 500,000 rand lawsuit. Rhea was instructed by Bonang's legal team to retract the statement, issue an apology on social media platforms, and yeah, ambat alisana for defamatory statements that you made just because you thought you wanted to be famous. Okay, so recently an ex-user reminded Bonang about the matter. I'm not going to say what it is, how he did it. It's just disgusting, to say the least. Anyway, so Bonang was like, I will receive every single cent that is owed to me. Learn to mind your own business. It keeps you out of trouble and out of debt. Yeah. That's the chat. What's there to say about that, really? What are you watching right now?
At the moment, I'm still watching those programs that I told you about.
Still?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always new stuff coming out. So, for me, I am trying to watch these ETV things.
Scandal.
I'm watching.
I'm
trying. And this is other one. Baby Zhang. I am watching that
Smoke
one as
mirrors.
Well. What comes after Ispeto? Like, they literally one after
it's,
the other.
It's House of Zuide.
House of Zuide. That's what I'm watching right now. So, yeah, interesting to watch. Of course, you know, when you comment on people's acting, you need to know what you're talking about. So that's what I'm watching.
But Scandal is interesting.
Scandal is scandalous, right? Shout out to Nia Brown, actually. I've been wanting to say that for quite some time. She scored a role there, and she seems to be doing quite well. It makes sense that she got the role, though, because, like, ETV is just right next door with him.
Mtunzi.
Okay.
Mtunzi.
Yeah. Okay.
The guy who plays Mtunzi.
Okay.
You must get him here in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so I guess you just assigned yourself a story. Shout out. Shout out. We look forward to having him here. But also, Real Housewives of Durban is coming up, season 5. So excited about that. But we did have a chat to Kwanele Kubeka as well, who's been nominated, actually, for an African Global Award. Well, go ahead and check out the exclusive interview that we have with her. It's on Times Live because Times Live cares. All right, that's been it for this edition of The Chisapot. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on Ayona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalife. This Chisapot is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. For now, from the Chisapot team, I am Joy Pandey.
I'm Khumatso Mkhanedi.
Goodbye for now.